Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode of Writing Excuses has been brought to you by our listeners, patrons, and friends. If you would like to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/writingexcuses.
Season 17,
Episode 37.
This is Writing Excuses, science and fiction. It's not just science fiction.
15 minutes long.
Because you're in a hurry.
And we're not that smart.
I'm Dan.
I'm Mary Robinette.
I'm Katie.
We are so excited to have Katie Coleman back with us again. We are still in the Capitol Reef National Park at the UVU Field Station with our wonderful writing retreat here. And Katie, our former astronaut and current wonderful person who is here with us, we're going to talk about science communication. There's lots of different angles to approach this from. What you kind of suggested this topic to us. What is important to you about the fictional side of science and the science side of fiction?
Well, I know when I'm tired and I've been working hard, some people will watch like a documentary about the equations that went into figuring out black holes, and those are really important and good. And there's a really good one out, right? But pretty typically, I'm gonna watch or read fiction or science fiction or something that's kind of fun, right? And the fact that we can use that to tell space stories is just really important to me. I feel really so lucky to have gotten to go, very privileged, and the fact that people then share that world. That I got to live in and that I'm part of that exploration, it really means a lot to me.
And I think one of the things for me that's exciting is that people, like I've said multiple times, that people are made of narrative, and we learn better from a story than we do from someone handing you a bunch of facts. So what happens, though, is that people will zone out in their science class and they'll totally pay attention to the science in a story that is often wrong. Like, how many people do you know that believe that if you go into space without a spacesuit that you will explode? Which is, like, explosive decompression does not work that way.
Well, and I love that movies can, like, bring us to space. I got to help with the Gravity movie.
Mm-hmm.
When I was up there, my little brother met Sandra Bullock's brother-in-law. And he goes, hey, you know, Sandy's making this movie. And do you think she would talk to your sister, would talk to her? And he goes, well, you know, she's been up in space for like 4 months with five guys. I think she would talk to like any woman. And Sandra Bullock, I think the answer is yes, right? But I did not help with the technical aspect of that movie. And there's a lot of people there. There's some things in there. You know, there's jetting with a CO2 cylinder, you know, between space stations. There's things that are really wrong, right? And I was not part of any of the wrong things, okay? but I was part of, you know, sharing what it's like to live up there, what it's like to live far away from everybody you care about and be far away. But what that movie did that meant so much to me is that it was the way it was filmed. I think they showed you the view of space in a way that you'd never seen it before. And it also showed you what it felt like to have that view. And so that actually meant everything to me. And I could forgive the rest. But I think it's always interesting to look at where is the line of what is forgivable and why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's such an important part of it, too, that science fiction has the ability to be very inspirational and very aspirational.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the people who designed Siri and Alexa and all these voice AI assistants have said in interviews, they did it specifically because they wanted the computer from Star Trek that they could talk to. And the first space shuttle was called Enterprise because of Star Trek. Science fiction
flip phones
can inspire us to do really great things.
Yeah. Or flip phones.
Mm-hmm. Also, or they can inspire flip phones, I guess.
Well, and NASA or the space programs around the world, they want to tell these stories, but at the same time, there's some logistics involved. And for example, you know, just trying to tell that, I mean, we know the early stories are the stories we hear are mostly guys. There are certainly women that were present, and that's another story, so to speak. But when I was there, you know, in the mid-2000s or so, I think British Channel 4 and National Geographic were both going to do live from the space station. I mean, they're going to do shows on a Friday night, one on Friday night, one on a Sunday night, and where you're really going to hear from the astronauts in real time as part of this documentary is so cool. But it just so happened that intersected with a time when there were six guys living on the space station. And I was helping on the ground, you know, helping public affairs and helping them find what other kinds of video or ways, what other things would you like to share about what life is like up there? And to me, this was like a national emergency, that on a Friday night at 8 o'clock, a 9-year-old girl could watch this and think it was so cool and not realize that there's this subliminal message that says, yeah, really cool, but probably not you. And it wasn't something that NASA could really help that timing, but we could actually at least make sure the extra bits of video when we go. And so we go on spacewalks and show women and people that look different than the, you know, six folks that lived were actually up there as part of the show. So having the initiative to realize that when you're going to make something a lot of people are going to see, do everything you can to basically let it make all the ripples in the universe that it can.
Yeah. And one of the things that you said to me early on when I was researching Calculating Stars was that that you had been in college for chemistry and had not realized that space was an option for you at all until Sally Ride came to your university to speak. And that really struck me as like, oh, yeah, right.
Well,
right.
And even, you know, we don't often as astronauts talk together, like together to the same audience. And I was with one of the guys that I, you know and love, and he was my backup for my mission. And someone said, so, you know, when did you decide you wanted to be an astronaut? And he said, well, like most kids, I grew up thinking I would love to do this. And I said, you know, Mike, That was not my experience. I mean, I grew up in a family where exploration through my dad in the Sea Lab program, deep sea diving, exploration was really real. Like, oh, people do this. And it's normal to think that you might go and live someplace like really far away. But not necessarily obvious that I could be one of those explorers. Yeah. Until I remember, you know, where I was sitting and she showed up and just realizing that, you know, maybe I could do that. Here was someone that kind of candidly looked and felt like me. And I think, you know, not everyone needs that, but a lot of people do. Yeah.
I'm going to make you tell one more story after we pause.
After we pause.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Making your mental health a priority is always a challenge. And I think it's easy to not prioritize it, especially when you're trying to figure out how to write a book. I think we have some deep cultural idea that artists should be tortured and depressed to make their best work. But in my experience, struggling to find clarity and motivation will hurt your process a lot more than help it. In my own life, therapy has been essential to figuring out how to navigate an industry seemingly designed to give all of us anxiety. Being able to talk to an expert can help you set better boundaries, find a balance between the demands of your work and your art, and navigate the complexities of being a published writer. That said, finding a therapist is never easy, especially if you're not in a major city like I am. That's where a service like BetterHelp can be of use to help you start the process while you figure out what your needs are for your mental health journey. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WX today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/WX. Hey, writers. Are you thinking about learning a new language? I think exploring the world, experiencing other cultures, and being able to communicate with people outside your everyday experience lets you create richer, better stories. A great way to do that is with Rosetta Stone, a trusted expert for over 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. They use an immersive technique which leads to fast language acquisition. It's an intuitive process that helps you really learn to speak, listen, and most of all, think in the language you're trying to learn. They also feature true accent speech recognition technology that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's like having a voice coach in your home. Learn at home or on the go with a desktop and mobile app that let you download and access lessons even when you're offline. And it's an amazing value. A lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, and, of course, Korean. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Writing Excuses listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For a thing of the week, which this week is For All Mankind.
For All Mankind. So I love this show unabashedly.
Me too.
Even though it means that Calculating Stars will never probably be made into a TV show because it covers much of the same material, but that's part of why I love it. So it is an alternate history space program in which the Russians beat us to the moon. And so since America needs to have a first, they're like, we're going to get the first woman into space. And they don't. But because at that point, they have put women into the space program much earlier than we did. So there are women in the Apollo program.
It's so cool.
It's so cool.
Well, and it you know, it highlights some things that you might think are obvious. But if you, let's say you pick, you know, 10 women and they're all astronauts, just by the laws of average, there's going to be some that have black hair, some brown hair, some blonde hair. Yeah, I mean, just there's going to be, and it turns out that the people with the same hair color and skin color are not actually interchangeable or the same. I mean, whereas actually, I mean, I'm just telling you that, you know, often as a woman astronaut in the 1990s, you know, you'd get confused with the other women that looked a little bit like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, and actually this show really show, I mean, I'm being funny about it, but you know, they picked a certain number of people and they clearly, because it's TV, they clearly each had different personalities. And you couldn't think that they would be sort of like all the same. And to me, it's a really important point that just because when we include women, that we're not including one type of person. We're all different, as are all guys. I mean, I flew with the identical twins. I flew with, you know, Scott Kelly and Mark Kelly. And these are two different people. They may be identical twins.
Yeah. And I think that For All Mankind does a great job of showing that. And also it does a great job of showing that that many of the challenges that you face in space are the same regardless of what you're facing. And then there are challenges that are very different depending on who you are. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I love this show a lot.
It makes you think.
Yeah. All three of us were kind of geeking out about it.
And the science is mostly really good. Like, it's mostly that they, every now and then there's something like, you're really stretching that.
It doesn't work. Some forgivable mistakes. And I also want to point out the showrunner and the head writer is Ronald Moore, famous for Deep Space Nine and Battlestar Galactica, which are two of my favorites.
Really?
He's very, very good. He's one of the best science fiction writers that we have in TV. So
many of us, when we're training for the space station, if we launch from Russia, we would be over there for like 6 weeks at a time. And, you know, we end up, we've got like a little gym in the basement of one of the, you know, little buildings that we stay. And so you're in the gym with people and watching Battlestar Galactica together was like a thing.
That's amazing.
And in fact, I had to wait to watch the last season. Scott's like, don't watch it until you get here up here to the space station.
Well, that's my new favorite detail about the space station.
Yes. So that's For All Mankind, and again, highly recommended. But one of the things that I want to talk about with that is that, you know, we said that sometimes the science isn't, but when it's not good, it's because they're buying something for a narrative purpose. Mm-hmm. And that to me is different than the shows where it's lazy science, where they could have gotten it right and it wouldn't have, and getting it right would have been better. So the show Away, which I
loved because they had a woman commander
of
the show, because it just kind of plants that little seed that like, we can all do these things.
I feel like the emotional beats of it were really good. And weirdly, they have marionettes in space and got it very right how they would work. But then they also have, it's so confusing to me, like their puppetry consultant was on the money, but their science consultant for space was like high or something, or they just, because it's
having
like...
Having consulted for things sometimes,
right.
You know, I mean, they accept input. You don't often get,
They don't necessarily listen
they
to
They did
their
not necessarily. I think there was a lot of, it doesn't matter. This is going to be amazing. Because like, Not Sandra Bullock.
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank has to fix a solar panel that's broken on the and the tool that she takes out with her on her spacewalk to fix this is a pickaxe.
I mean, her mother did not teach her that. Okay.
No, definitely not.
This idea of buying something is with your science in this is something I did in Zero G. Mm-hmm. For the big spacecraft that the boy is in, there's a huge inner column, basically, that he zooms around in. There's no scientifically plausible reason that I came up with, first of all, for why there would be all this wasted empty space in a ship, and second of all, why it would be full of oxygen when all the passengers are in stasis pods. But what I needed was a very cool space where he could fly around in zero gravity, because that's what gets all the kids in this middle grade novel excited, and they love it, and then I can give them the vegetables on the side, right? And so that's what gets them hooked, and that's what got them excited, because I fudged a little bit of the science.
And yet, I mean, it is part of the magic. I mean, mm-hmm. I loved being part of the experiments, and I would have stayed another 6 months in a minute up on that space station, because it's very clear in a visceral way how important the work that you're doing. It's just there are experiments that just can't be done on Earth, but actually have a lot of Earth implications, everything from our health to, you know, how do we grow food on Mars? Well, how do we grow food down here in places where it's hard to grow them? So I felt really imperative to be doing these things. And at the same time, this idea, I was never that coordinated a person down here. And going up and being able to just have like the touch of a finger and fly down the module and be graceful. My middle name is Grace, and no one uses it, okay? but there is this magic that and it's so different than down here. I think it's part of what makes everybody feel like, you know, there's a future out there that we're still moving towards. There's still possibilities that we've never experienced yet. And it's because something happens that is so different, and that is the flying. So I'm all for your modification.
There was as we're talking about this, the, you know, what are you buying, and the inspiration reminds me of a thing that happened at the Nebula conference. We managed to time the Nebula conference with the penultimate shuttle launch. And so there are all of these science fiction writers. Like, it was the biggest turnout we've ever had, because everybody's like, we're going to see a shuttle. And it's this incredibly emotional experience. There are a lot of people who are in Florida to see this, and we are, as often happens.
I cry at almost every launch, I would say. You think you're ready, and then it's such a big deal to see people leaving the planet.
Do you cry on your own launches?
No.
Okay. It seems like it would be...
Busy,
yeah. But one of the things that happened was that our hotel was being shared by another conference of aerospace engineers. And I remember sitting at the registration table, and one of them walks up and goes, "Is this like the Nebula conference, like the Nebula Awards?" I'm like, "Yeah, actually, this is the Nebula Awards." And he's like, "Oh my God, I didn't know. I can't change my flight. I'm flying out today. Is there anyone here that I might know?" And I'm like, "Well, that's Joe Haldeman," and I thought he was going to swallow his tongue. He was so excited, and he had gone into space because he had been reading all of this science fiction. And there was this moment also where, when we were, someone, you know, at the ceremony itself, it's a big banquet, and someone had brought their dad, who had designed part of a controller on the space shuttle, and was recognized from the podium. And so he stands up, and like the entire room gives him a standing ovation. And he's like, because he is as equally excited to be there, because it's a room full of science fiction. And that, again, is why he went into it. So I love the back and forth, the way we get inspired by science. And it's like, but what else can it do? And the science people are like, wait, do you think maybe we could... Can I have my flip phone?
I can talk to a computer.
Yes, just no flying
so
cars.
I wanted to make a little joke like, oh, I know exactly who that person is. But it could be so many people at NASA. Yeah. And I say NASA, but I mean the whole space program, the contractors, you know, everybody. There is a huge love of science fiction. Actually, one interesting thing, Elon Musk came to talk one time. And actually, I think it was at MIT, but he came to talk. And one of the people who lined up to ask a question said, what kind of science fiction do you read? And unfortunately for all of you, I don't remember what Elon Musk said, okay? But he looks back at this kid and he goes, so what do you like to read? And then they went and they chatted back and forth and back and forth. It was the nicest, you know, most human kind of thing. And it's science fiction that actually brought these people from very different worlds together.
Yeah.
So that is going to be our writing prompt today, is I want you all to find something that you wish were real, some cool technology, something that you wish you could have or do, and then write a story in which it is real and illustrate how cool it is to everybody else. This is Writing Excuses. You are out of excuses. Now go write.
And we're going to do a little bonus here because there's a story that I didn't manage to trigger Katie to tell that I want her to tell.
Ooh.
So this is a stinger for sticking around. Katie, will you tell about your son seeing the poster, the cutout of the astronaut with the helmet down?
Oh, because, well, for me, I don't know. It meant a lot, but it also just, it's like these possibilities where you just think, oh, maybe things will change.
Yeah.
Maybe things are changing. And that is that we were at like an event at Space Center Houston where it was with a whole big NASA family kind of thing. And they had a big flat cutout of a person in a spacesuit. And he was like four. He's like, Mommy, is that you? And I said, no, sweetie, that's not me. And he goes, well, then whose mommy is it?
Oh, no.
So things change and more change from more sharing. Thank you for writing.
Writing Excuses is a Dragonsteel production, jointly hosted by Brandon Sanderson, Dan Wells, Mary Robinette Kowal, and Howard Taylor. This episode was mastered by Alex Jackson.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.